Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Appeal Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Appeal at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
There's some news and stuff.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah. Every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, we'll give you all the stories of all the overcorrections and the pussification of America. Will, what do we got?
So I just found this story, actually, when I was just scrolling through Twitter, and the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday. Now, she defended the protests outside the suburban homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices as, quote, peaceful to date, despite the fact that potentially it's illegal to hold rallies that are outside of houses and more that are planned on Wednesday to pressure the judges to abandon a the Roe versus Wade, overturn that precedent there. I don't understand the idea of protest. Do you really think that they're going to change their minds on this if they just yell out in front of their houses? I mean, that's not going to happen. And what about their neighbors who have these neighbors? What about when they were protesting the school board people? And that was, they got an FBI investigation opened up in order. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're off to the side there. What about what about these... you know, I don't know. I just don't understand it. Like, it's illegal to do this. You can't do it, according to, I saw something.
You can't do it in front of a federal official's home, right?
Yeah, I saw it earlier today what the law was. Here it is. This is U.S. Code 1507, and it essentially says that you're not allowed to protest out in front of a residence. Out of somebody's houses, but nothing's happening to these people. I mean, they're still just going buck wild. And there was one of the anti-abortion, what do you call it? Not a clinic, organizations was firebombed this weekend. You keep hearing about all of the, you didn't hear about that one?
I did not. No, I know it's irresponsible as a person that does a talk radio program, but I've been kind of tuned out of the news lately, and it's been fantastic, honest.
I don't really blame you, Johnny, for not paying attention to this stuff, because it's really, I mean, you know, social media is brutal. Just the idiotic, illogical takes from just about everybody every morning that I have to open up and look at it's disheartening. It's really
overwhelming.
As far as these protests go, I mean, I get it that you're unhappy about this.
Sure.
But you know, certainly posting on social media isn't going to do anything. And, you know, that's just virtue signaling. Nobody cares. And you're just going to get a thumbs up, or you're going to get people to fight with you, and then you're going to lose your friendship. Yep. So
we get it. You're for women's rights, and you also support Ukraine. That's cool.
Yeah. I just don't understand. And then the idea that, you know, they had to pass a law this week, the Senate, to provide security for these Supreme Court, you know, justices. But all I hear about on the news is, right-wing extremists are going to attack abortion clinics. And you go, okay, well, why aren't they getting federal protection then? How come it's only the Supreme Court justices who are finding it reliable enough, these threats, to pass a bill to get security out there for them? Something's just not adding up here with this whole thing. And it just seems like these people are pro-democracy until it's not working in their favor. And then
a lot of people are, you know what I mean? They're pro whatever until it's not, you know, their team. And then it's like, wait a minute. No, not with this case.
I think they have the mentality like, well, we're right, though. So right. we're allowed to do these things that, that the other side is not allowed to do because we're right. It's 1507 U.S. Code says anyone who has intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer occupied or used by the judge, like if you're picketing or, you know, invading some sort of space, including their home. Will face a fine of imprisonment of 1 year. Now, how many of these protesters are going to face a consequence for that law? How many January 6 people are in jail right now in solitary confinement for breaking the law? But these people have nothing happened to them at all.
And that's why I try to point that out. And when you do try to point it out, then immediately you're a right-wing extremist.
Right, because it's
pointing
binary.
It out.
Yeah.
But I said that to somebody recently, too. And I go, look, you know, they were like, oh, you know, I'm glad that these January 6 guys are getting what they deserve. And I go, well, what about the people in, you know, in Portland, Oregon that were trying to burn down
the courthouse?
Well, not only that, trying to burn down the apartment building that the mayor lived in. They were trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Like,
Who was on their team, too. It was like, oh, right. I hear you and I agree with you. And they're like, yeah, we were just going to kill you.
They burned that city for 6 straight months and nobody went to federal prison. Like,
oh, so some people did, but very rare. I mean, if you look at the amount of January 6 people who are facing now, I'm hearing some of them are facing life in prison.
It's
life
crazy.
In prison for that.
When they were kind of let in, you know what I mean?
I know. I know people are pulling their hair out right now that was an insurrection. They should face life in prison. But there is video, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I saw it, too, where they kind of just throw in. And there is some video, too, of guys hitting cops with sticks. I get
sure.
that. And I know there should be some punishment for that uh-huh. whole thing. But, like, life in prison? Does that at all you reasonable?
You got, responsible members of the media comparing it to 9/11.
That's bonkers.
That is unbelievable when I hear that. I go, how can you respect yourself as a journalist and say those kind of things, like write those kind of things and say those kind of things on such a large platform? And I guess it's because, you know, half the country goes, yeah, he's right. And that blows my mind, too. Like, even if I was completely on that side and I heard that, I'd go, oh, okay, I'll pump the brakes on the 9/11 comparison. You know,
you would think so.
Not even close to being the same thing.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And I agree that that was bad. Like, I agree that January 6th was bad and they shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, what's the punishment here? I mean, if you're talking life in prison, that's just,
right.
I can't believe anybody would support that. Even if you hate Trump, I cannot believe that you would, you're just not, that's so inhumane.
Yeah.
And
I mean, for something like that, when you got people out doing really heinous stuff that are, you know, doing a couple years, you know, for violent acts. You know, what about all these scumbag bankers and these billionaires that are running up the housing market? Where's the punishment for these people? You know, like, they're the real bad guys out here. They're the real ones, but they'll be fine. You know?
Nothing will happen to them. Nothing will happen to these protesters who are breaking the law. I don't really want anything to happen to them necessarily, but
right.
I don't know. I'm not big on cops either, but I go, can't they just, like, you know, knock him in the head with a rubber bullet or something. Be like, go home. Leave these people alone. And then the others, you know, I'm pretty good at tiptoeing the line because at the same time, I'm like, well, screw those, you know, rich dickheads. Let them get a few nights of being uncomfortable.
Sure.
Who cares? But, you know, I just think, like, if you were somehow living in a neighborhood where Chief Justice John Roberts was living, like,
yes.
if you're, I would be so pissed. It's like, I don't even have anything to do with this. I'm only a banker, like Johnny said, that rips you off, you know,
right.
off to the side. I don't have anything to do with this law, and now I got to be awake all night long. I hate the protesting in front of, you know, private homes. That's just not.
Well, it's
a
like
place
the Gabby
it.
The Gabby Petito thing, right? What there were people protesting outside of Brian Laundrie's parents' house. Like, these jackoffs, like, flew down from, like, Ohio and all these different places, and they're just camped out in front of the Laundrie's house. like, so unfair to the people that live next door and across the street. And I saw a video where one of the neighbors of the laundries was losing his mind after, like, day 10. He's out there going, get off my lawn. Like, they were standing in his yard protesting, and he just lost it. I would have, too. I'd have lost my damn mind. I'd have been like that St. Louis couple out in their yard with the guns, you know? Like, you know, Jesus, man. I mean, what are you doing? Enough is enough. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I'm sorry that you want to be, you know, you want an Instagram post that you're down in Northport protesting the Gabby Petito. You don't even care. You really don't care about Gabby. You don't care about anything. But you want to do something. You want to. Yeah, they
but
yeah,
it doesn't
the news,
do it.
The news like, tells me I need to care.
It's stupid. Like it doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
And if you want to go to some sort of park or public area or, you know, and have a get together and, you know, I don't know.
Like something that's zoned, you know, and you're not impeding. That was my problem. Like, I have zero problem with protesting. I support the right to protest. I love that we have that right to do that in this country. But there's a way of doing things. You know, you shouldn't inconvenience people that don't deserve it. And I know people are like, well, that's what protesting is. That's inconveniencing. But you know what? Like,
it's not,
in 2020, you know, in 2020 when we were having all the BLM protests and stuff, I was getting very annoyed when it was 30 white idiot college kids blocking traffic, purposely blocking traffic. And I'm like, God damn. Like, I was almost late to the studio one night. I remember because they were standing on 275. And I'm like, stop. Like, what did I do to you? You sons of bitches. Like, this is ridiculous. You're going to get hit by a car. Like, it's so dumb. And the cops are, like, trying to keep them from going up the on-ramp and standing on I-275. They're like, look, you got all of this, you know, you got Riverfront Park, you got all this area to protest here and make yourself heard. But standing on the interstate is unsafe for you and the drivers. Like, what are you doing? That's why it's illegal.
How would that convince somebody who was like on the fence or was anti your cause to go, wow, you know what? They're right. Mm-hmm. It's just going to piss people. It's like it does the opposite of what you think it's going to do.
Right.
And that's why you go, like, is it even about that, or is it to exert some sort of power? A powerless person who can now exhibit some sort of power by doing
that. That's what I took from it. That's what I took from most of that summer was a lot of our opportunists out there that just were having fun with it. Like, you didn't even see people raging as much as you saw people laughing and carrying on and basically having a party in the street. And I was just like, you're not helping the cause. You're actually hurting the cause. When you're out here, you know, being a douche for it, and you really don't have any concern. You're just like, oh, this is a great opportunity to go out and cause a ruckus. You know, this is great. You know, like my favorite was the young white girl yelling in the black National Guardsman's face, you know, calling them racial slurs.
It was a black cop.
Yes, what I'm saying. It was a, you know, what? And that one at that point I was like, you know what, man, I don't know, you know, we live in a clown world.
Well,
that's what it is.
And there's only, and that's what annoys me about it. I know this is a binary, but it seems like the offenders are only dealt with on one side. So obviously you got the January 6th people who are dealing with potentially life in prison, many years of imprisonment for their parts in that whole thing. Then you got, remember the ladies in the pink hats stormed the Senate when Kavanaugh's Justice Kavanaugh was getting confirmed. They broke into the Senate when that was happening. They had to lock all the doors and everything. That's for some reason isn't an insurrection or anti-democracy.
It was
or
a lot.
Like,
I remember when I saw it, Will, and the first thing I thought was, this is just like 9/11.
Oh, God, I hope you didn't think
but
that.
With vaginas.
Yeah, with pink hats flying into the building. Yeah. That just annoys me, the inconsistency of these whole things. And then with this, we know it's illegal, but we support them doing it because we don't like it. And these are the people who bitch about democracy and how democracy is under threat. But they only care about democracy when it's working in their favor. When democracy is working for something that they don't like, well, then democracy, this is anti-democratic when democracy is playing. It's just nonsense. I hate him. It makes me roll. I don't know how anybody hears that and goes, yeah, they're right. I mean, like, I get it if you have a team.
I see it all the time.
But you got
to see it all the time.
You got to know that they're still just playing the politics game. Like, they don't mean what they say when they talk about democracy. It's a lie.
Well, like the guy earlier that said, Trump sucks.
Okay.
I mean, if he wanted to have, like, an actual conversation about it, what could he bring up? You think he could bring up five things to support why he hates him so much?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Probably not.
Probably could. I think he just got mad because I go, Jesus, a lot of questions there, guy, because he was really just kept going on. I think he just got upset.
Well, he kept saying one more question.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Five questions in. That's not how one more works there, kid.
Yeah, we should probably just do we get one thing, and then we're moving on after that.
I don't know. It's just it's a little ridiculous. I think anybody who has a strong opinion, not just somebody that hates Trump, but even somebody that hates anything or that's got a strong opinion that's a popular opinion, they usually really don't have a lot of knowledge on it. So
yeah.
I mean, I told you last week I saw people misspelling Roe versus Wade, on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, you really know a lot about it. That's good.
In that person's defense, I will say that I looked up the W is right next to the E. And if it was done on an iPhone, potentially it auto-corrected it to ROW instead of ROE. Still unacceptable. You got to proofread your tweets here, especially for something like that where it's such
a
big issue.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'll give you some leeway
maybe.
In that circumstance.
I still assume they didn't know what the hell they were talking about, though. Like, they knew the very, very surface of what it is, but really didn't know exactly what the hell they're talking about.
Dude, I'm shocked about how... I've never seen an issue where the two sides misunderstand each other more than this abortion issue. And I don't want to get into it. I don't really want to talk about it. I don't care how anybody feels about it. Nobody cares how we feel about it. But it is just such a... misunderstand people's perspectives now. Even though it's right out there in the open, it's still perverted to what I want you to think so I can use it against you and use it as a hammer against that side. It's a really bizarre, bizarre thing.
I mean, I'll tell you where I stand. I'm pro-choice for a couple of reasons. One, I'm not very religious. Two, I want less people in the world. You know what I mean? I think we have way too many of us anyway. I think that you should be able to board people up until they stop you. You know what I mean?
Who's they?
If you're 25 years old, abort them. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not real, though. That's not really how you feel.
I'm kidding. But no, I mean, and for real, you know what I mean? I think that... it's a touchy subject, but it has been kind of the way of the land for 50 years. So,
I just see these posts and I love my friends, my women friends. I love them, but they get these, men have no right to decide how women's bodies work. But the Supreme Court that decided Roe versus Wade was 7 white men. I mean, it's just wrong. This court now is way more diverse than the one that decided Roe versus Wade in the first place. It's just wrong.
You think people are blaming white men for everything now?
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, right?
But I know it is.
I just see that stuff and I just go, do you not have Wikipedia? I don't understand. Like, it was 19... What year was that? 1970-something?
I want to say 73 off the top of my head, something like that.
So, I mean, you know that it was all white men during that time, and they decided... They made the decision on Roe versus Wade initially. The court is way more diverse now than it was then when they overturned... So, just... That's nonsense.
Yeah.
And that keeps getting put out there every time. And another thing is... About 46% of women are pro-life. It's about a 50-50 split. It's not just men saying, no, you can't get abortions at 100%. That's idiotic. And I hear it all the time.
It's more of a Christianity thing.
I don't even think it's that, dude, because how many people are religious? I mean, I'm sure 100% of religious people... Oh, I don't know. That's probably not true.
Certain religions, yeah.
A big portion of religious folks are probably pro-life. I would say that's true.
Right.
But the amount of people who are identify as religious is going way, way, way down. I think most people now identify as either non-secular, agnostic, or not
affiliated
with any religion now.
It's because of proof of aliens, man. People are losing their religion. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows what it is? Maybe people are getting more rational. It seems like people are getting way more irrational, though, with the way this logic is going now. But it just bugs me. It's because it's just wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. And I hear these same things over and over again. And then if you say something, like if I were to say to my friend, hey, that's not true, then we're not friends anymore. And it's just like, yeah, but it's not true, though.
Because
but
it's politicized, it's very politicized, and it's in your face. I mean, it completely overtook all other news for two straight weeks.
It was, which Ukraine, nobody gives a crap about Ukraine.
That's what I was about
anymore.
To say. What's going on with the Ukraine? Can we get the Ukrainians' views on abortions? You know, can we
like
tie
that.
It in?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? COVID's gone. Bye. Then I saw an update yesterday where it said. Fauci warns that there's probably going to be a big outbreak in November. So,
mm-hmm. We're back in a tizzy about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But, it's nuts. So, it's whatever the hottest topic is, baby. It's like the new TikTok challenge, you know? Whatever the news tells you to be passionate about, get on out there and be passionate. I saw there was a anti and pro-abortion protest going on in St. Pete over the weekend. And it was lackluster. It looked like 50 people on each side, and they were just yelling at each other in a park. Which, if you're going to do it, then do it in a park. You know what I mean? But one lady was wearing a dress with coat hangers hanging all over it, and it was like, what are you doing? What are you? And like I said, there was 50. There was about 50 people. So where's all the people, you know what I mean, that care? On Facebook?
Yeah. I'm sure they would just, maybe they were scared of COVID and just wanted to do it from home. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I understand it's a hot button issue, and it has been for, and it will continue to be no matter what happens with this new ruling. If it ever comes down, it's not going to go away. But my Lord, it's just so, that's what bugs me is it's just not logical. And when I see something and you go, yeah, but that's just not true. I'm not saying you're wrong about your issue here,
right?
About being either pro-life or pro-choice,
but just be factual about the facts.
When you just say that men have no place, but men decided it. White men decided that from the get-go. In the 1970s, it was all white men. Like it's just not. You're not being consistent.
Real
here.
White men too back then.
Yeah,
like, they were
racist
real.
Ones probably. Yeah, back.
Well,
then.
Well, I mean, Biden was in Congress back then.
Right.
Very
so
racist. He's the N-word.
It just makes me want to pull my hair out just because it's not logical. It's not real. It's not true. But they still roll with it. And if God forbid if I say anything, and it takes me everything to not go, hey, because I've
all
lost.
The time.
I had a friend that I lost.
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.